Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Now is as good a time as any for the next man up mentality. In Sunday's win over the Texans, it was a hard-fought battle that didn't come without some sacrifice. Some big players took some big hits, including Rob Gronkowski, who reportedly broke the same forearm he broke midseason against the Colts. Now, instead of all eyes on number 87 on Sunday, it's looking more like all eyes on number 47, Michael Huamanawanui.
As of last Sunday, it was officially 8 weeks since Rob Gronkowski broke his forearm against the Colts. Throw a bye week in there in the first week of the playoffs, and the tight end seemed ready to play again. Until, and that's a big until, he caught the ball on the sideline and braced the fall on his left side, like he'd done many, many times before. This time, his arm couldn't break the fall of the 265 pounds that fell on top of it. But as the story of football goes, players go down, injuries happen, and that's why coaches secure depth at important positions. And for the Patriots, tight end is a very important position.
You can't replace him, but all we have to do is all of us have to step up. It's a huge loss, and everyone knows that. But we still got games to win, so everyone has to step it up and do as much as we could do individually to fill his void.
Patriots have been prepared for those types of scenarios. They've learned to play without Gronk and without Hernandez when he suffered an ankle injury in the early part of the season. The last time the Patriots played the Ravens, it was Hernandez who was inactive. This time, the roles are reversed. And alongside Aaron Hernandez, Michael Huamanawanui will have to be ready to step in. No one should be expecting Hooman, as he is commonly referred to by his teammates, to replicate what Gronk can do, but to simply step up, execute, and do what's expected of him on every play.
You know, we've talked to everybody about being ready to go, and whether they actually get to play or whether it's just to, as a scout team player, help prepare our team for the game, whatever their role is, you know, this is the week that we need everybody's best.
He's been a part of the rotation all season long, playing in 14 games. He's been a versatile part of the Patriots' offense, playing a little bit at fullback before settling into the tight end role. And if he could describe what his experience has been like finding his role on this team, he says it's been a whirlwind.
But yeah, definitely a whirlwind from the beginning of the season, but definitely like where, you know, what I've become and, you know, helping this team, you know, continuing the playoffs.
Huamanawanui has never played in an AFC championship or a championship game at all for that matter, and so far this season has been nothing short of a dream.
In the last 2 years, I was nowhere near this. Obviously be on the NFC side, but you know, this is one step closer to you know, a dream. You know, being a professional football player is what you work for, but even as a kid, everyone dreams of being at this point, and we'll see what we're made of Sunday, and hopefully we can get there.
This is Huamanawanui's first year with the Patriots, third year in the league, and on Sunday, he'll take the field in his first AFC Championship game of his young career. That will do it from outside Gillette Stadium. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.